Just loving on Jesus. God wanted to make known among the Gentiles the glorious wealth of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1:27. There are many qualities that an intercessor needs to be an effective prayer warrior. Perhaps the most important is a believer's attitude towards his captain and Lord, combined with a totally revised view of his own self and importance in this battle. God requires intercessors that are veritable bond servants, willing bond servants, bond servants that are prepared to be slaves to their master to the uttermost. God demands men and women to intercede, who are swallowed up in his will. God needs praying people to serve him, disregarding their own needs or interests. People bound up, devoted and wholly given over to carrying out his purposes to the uttermost. Ironically, a position of bond slave in the world is the lowest scale of status, a position in life we pity or shun, a position which we earnestly strive to avoid. But bondage in God's service expresses the highest commitment and constancy, a position that is bound by the chains of deep devotion and steadfast love. Think about it. The Apostle Peter told us what our position as intercessors is. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, a royal priesthood, Christ's intercessors that are to stand in the gap. The writer to the Hebrews reminds us, "Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our confession, Christ Jesus, who ever liveth to make intercession for us." And Jesus himself has already told us that I pray for them. I do not pray for the world. I pray for those whom you have given me, for they are yours. Oh, and dear old Paul comes in to tell us what and how to pray, and it's found in Colossians chapters 1 and 2. Now read this passage from Colossians carefully. Read this precious passage written to the church from the Amplified Bible. God's word written expressly to the body of Christ and speaking to us. Scripture for our careful scrutiny, understanding, and application. To whom God was pleased to make known how great for the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery. What mystery? What is the mystery about which Paul is speaking? It is Christ within and among you, Christ who is the hope of realizing the glory. And Paul continues, Christ we preach, and him we proclaim, warning and admonishing everyone, that's every believer, and instructing everyone in all wisdom. We are being given comprehensive insight into the ways and purposes of God. Did you catch the reason why we preach and proclaim Christ? He continues, that we may present every person mature, that is full grown, fully initiated, complete and perfect. Perfect, complete, whole in Christ, the Anointed One. And Paul continues in his deep and desperate prayer for the church. For this I labour unto weariness, striving with all the superhuman energy which Christ so mightily enkindles and works within me. As he will for all believers, this is not our own striving. This is Christ working in us, the hope of glory. For I want you to know how great is my solicitude for you, how severe and inward a struggle I am engaged in for you, and for those believers at Laodicea, and for all, like yourselves, who have never seen my face or known me personally. How else could Paul strive in labour for the saints whom he has never seen or met, except by interceding for them in spirit and in truth, interceding in the power of the Holy Spirit? He goes on, "For my concern is that their hearts may be braced, comforted, cheered and encouraged, so they are knit together in love, in unity and in oneness in Christ." So what is the purpose for such deep and heart-rending intercession? That they may come to have the all-abounding wealth and blessings of assured conviction and understanding, and that they may become progressively and more intimately acquainted and may know more definitely and accurately and thoroughly. What? What are they to know more intimately and thoroughly? The mystic secret of God, which is Christ, the Anointed One. They are to know Christ and to know him intimately. And we too must become more progressively and intimately acquainted with this man. But why? Why are we to become more progressively and more intimately acquainted with him? Because in him are all the treasures of divine wisdom. Did you get that? In Jesus are all the treasures of divine wisdom. All the comprehensive insights into the ways and purposes of God. All the riches of spiritual knowledge and enlightenment. All are stored up and hidden in him. Paul interceded in prayer for others, in order that every man may be presented to God, perfect, mature, and developed, intimately acquainted with our Lord. Thank God that Christ is indeed our great intercessor, who ever lives to make intercession for us, for you and me, to the uttermost, that we may be presented perfect, mature, and developed. May we never resist or quench the Holy Spirit in his vital work in us. Should we not equally, as part of his body, seek to do the same in Christ? Should we not, like Paul, wrestle in prayer for other believers to be perfected in him? Should we not intercede for Christians, that at his coming none will be ashamed? Should we not, for the glory of God, pray that all are good and faithful servants? There are many qualities that an intercessor needs to be effective. Perhaps the most important is the believer's attitude towards his captain and Lord, an attitude that just loves on the Lord with all our being, loving to the length and breadth and height and depth of all we are, combined with a revised view of ourself, our foolish self and self-importance. God requires intercessors that are veritable bondservants, slaves to the uttermost. God demands men and women who are swallowed up in his will to intercede. God needs praying people to serve him, disregarding their own needs and interests. People bound up, devoted, and given over to carrying out his plans to the uttermost, which is the perfecting of the saints in Christ. There is no possible way to intercede effectively without just loving on the Lord. Loving on the Lord with all your heart. Loving on the Lord with all your soul. Loving on the Lord with all your mind. Loving on the Lord with all your being. Just loving on Jesus, no matter what.